This episode of the Ottawa Entrepreneurs Podcast is brought to you by Extension Marketing, the marketing agency that specializes in unique needs and budgets of small to medium-sized businesses. They provide turnkey marketing solutions that get results. You can find out more today at extensionmarketing.com. Now here's your host, Pat Whalen.
Thanks, Ted, for taking the time today to come on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. No, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Ted, let's tell our listeners and our viewers a bit about you and your business.
Yeah, so I mean, my main business is Cockwell Group. I am the number one farmland realtor in the world within the RE/MAX organization. Out of all the commercial agents, I've kind of been between 3 and 12 out of all the commercial agents globally over the past decade. I'm a serial entrepreneur by nature. I used to own a grain farm, and then I got into tourism and had fly-in fishing resorts. And after that, did a bit of consulting, helping other businesses grow. Landed in real estate about 13 and a half years ago. It's been an amazing, exciting ride helping our clients in this business. I do have a couple side businesses. I do some coaching on the side, business coaching through Cockwell Coaching. I also have a farm that I'm involved in, and I love investing. So I'm always playing with the markets and all kinds of stuff like that too. But 90% of my daily energy goes into Cockwell Group.
And Ted, did this entrepreneurial mindset, did it come naturally to you?
I think it did come naturally to me, but when I look back, like I come from a family of entrepreneurs. So I'm a fourth generation farmer on both my mother's and father's side. And, farming people are some of the most innovative, dynamic people you will ever meet. The challenges they're faced with, things outside of their control, like weather and markets. And like, they're just really inventive business people. And so I grew up around that. And I think it's probably genetically in my DNA, but it's also a learned behavior as well. I think just being around it, you just think that's the normal way to be.
And did you ever work for someone, or this is I'm not talking about high school and university, but post, when you're kind of mid 20s or right away, you started your own thing?
I had my own business at age 23. So that I started working really young, like in my teens, like with paper routes and scrubbing department store floors. And like, I did a lot of terrible jobs. So, I don't think I'd make a great employee. I don't think I did make a great employee, but I'm a master at running a business. And so I found my niche pretty young. And, lots of successes and failures along the way. And really, some of the failures are what's really helped me today with Cockwell Coaching and Cockwell Group. Because I think as an entrepreneur, you got to fall down a few times to learn some stuff. And I've learned a lot.
Lots of scraped knees.
I got some scraped knees and elbows. But, I think most of those are behind me now. It's good to fall down lots when you're young and go for it and learn some stuff as quick as you can. And I don't really want to be falling down too hard anymore.
Okay, so take us back. So you're 23 years old. What's your first business that you start?
First business was a grain farm. So I grew up in the city with my mom. Mom and dad were divorced. So I'd go to the farm on, summer holidays and stuff and be around the farm. And I was a laborer out there on the farm. And at 23, I decided, well, I want to take this to the next level. And I bought one quarter of land and I rented two that year. And that was my humble start as a business owner. And, I grew that farm from 300 and some acres that year to maybe 2,000 and some over the next few years. And I started a second and third business. I was running three businesses at once there in my 20s. So wow. I just latched on to it, and I just wanted to grow businesses.
And did you say a fly fishing? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah. So one of my businesses, I started out once again, very humble beginnings. I was renting out ice augers for ice fishing, and I'd give them little tackle boxes. And then me and a buddy had that. And the second year, I bought him out. And then the third year, I bought a fly-in fishing resort. So no road access. You had to take a float plane in, but it was a do-it-yourself camp. And they did 30 guests a year. And my first year, I did 138.
Wow.
So I ran it for 2 years and then sold it. And then I went all in. I raised a couple $1 million in about 04, 2004, and built one of Canada's most luxurious and remote fly-in fishing resorts. And so I had 22 staff at 32 years old, and all this money that I'd leveraged on out of thin air. And it was an amazing education up there. Didn't make any money out of it and ended up losing money in the end, but I learned so many skills that I use today. I learned how to build systems, procedures, staff manuals, how to be a team leader, how to do marketing plans and sales and customer service and business planning. And I learned so much. It was a massive success from that perspective.
And how many years did you do that for?
Well, that first fishing camp was 2 years, and then I was 3 years with the bigger one was actually three. I built two and bought another one, so I had three going at once, and then had a bad business transaction take place with some partners and stuff, so I was out of that. And then the new buyers wanted me to come in to show them how to run it, so I was back and forth in there for a year or two. So it was, probably holistically in the tourism thing, probably 7 or 8 years. I had another business early on called Ice Dreams, Canadian Winter Adventures, where we'd do winter adventures, snowmobiling, ice fishing. So 7 or 8 years total, and 3 years with the flagship, location.
Isn't that interesting? You mentioned that you didn't make a lot of money at these things, yet you're rich from the experiences that you had. I think that's really important to any of our listeners that, not to be negative, but you may stumble out of the gate in your first entrepreneurial venture. Ted, I don't know if you agree or not, but that doesn't mean you don't try again and take those lessons and apply them. Would you agree?
100%. Like, you will fail. I don't know. If not, you're a rare anomaly. Entrepreneurs, someone told me the definition of an entrepreneur is someone that jumps off a cliff and figures out how to build wings on the way down, right? Like, if you wait until you know everything that you need to know, it's too late. The opportunity's passed you by. So you just have to get in there, do your best. Gather resources, be resourceful about gathering data and intel from other people that have gone before you. Like, hiring a coach is one of my tips. Get a coach that can help you navigate and expect to fail. And when you fail, get up and go again. I think my success in business today is not because I'm more skilled or intelligent than someone else. It's just my persistence is a 10 out of 10. Right? Like, I fall down, I get up. I fall, like, I just keep getting up. And if you keep getting up, you're going to end up being a pretty bright person with some good business acumen.
Ted, the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 episodes of the podcast, I asked these similar type questions. And more I'm finding guests are saying, having said all that, what you just said about perseverance, they're then framing it as not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur. So you need to understand that. And I've been doing this for years, this podcast, and this is just something that just keeps coming up on a regular basis. So, first of all, do you agree with that, statement?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is not the life for everybody.
Yeah. And I guess, is there a way for someone that's thinking of starting a business to know whether or not they are the right personality to be an entrepreneur? You did it through trial and error. I did it through trial and error. I'm not sure that's the best approach, but maybe it's the only approach. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it might be. I mean, it's the only approach I know, so I can't really speak to anything else. I just tell people, and this sounds so cliche, but it honestly is the truth. You just have to follow your heart, follow your intuition. Like, if you spend some time doing something that's exciting to you and it doesn't work out as planned, great. But you know, Wayne Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And I don't think any entrepreneur wants to be sitting on their deathbed going, I didn't take that shot. They'd rather fire the shot and miss than that. And at least they know they took a crack at it.
Okay, so you've done the resort thing and the tourism thing, and from there did you go right into what you're currently doing?
No, I had one little 2-year stint in between, and you know, I was a consultant, and they say, well, what's a consultant? They say, well, that's someone that's unemployed. But I stumbled into it by fluke. Like I said, I had a bad end to that fishing resort business, and I found myself in the void, right? Like I don't have this business. I don't have like an identity. I'm not the like my business card. I'm not the president of this company anymore. And my phone just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. And it was like, hey, we don't know how you sell all those fishing trips, but we have this lodge in BC. Would you help us do a marketing plan? I'm like, okay, I guess so. And then I had another lodge in the Yukon. Well, but we've got this fishing resort and we'd heard about what you're doing over there. And could you help us do some marketing and strategic planning? Sure. And then, you know, another camp in Saskatchewan calls me and, well, could you come and we'd like a full analysis of our operation and what you think of it. And it's like, well, so how does this work? Well, we'll fly you in and you just pretend you just be a guest. I'm like, you're just giving me a free fishing trip and then paying me money. So I started taking these gigs and then it got outside of the fishing resort business. Well, we're starting a yoga and wellness business. Could you help us with a business plan? So I did that for a couple years and I didn't market. I didn't do anything. It was just people phoning me that had known me or of me. But I got to a point where I'm like, this isn't my path, you know, and I'm not making enough money and it's sort of piecemeal. And, you know, I was 39 years old and I'm like, man, the jobs I want, I need 7 years education and I don't think I have enough runway for that. But I can be a realtor in 3 months. So I honestly got into real estate just to pay some bills. And it turned out that it took off like a rocket. And it took me 2 or 3 years to figure out why. People were asking me, like, what are you doing? Give me the secret. And I'm like, I'm embarrassed to say, but like, I was almost like, well, what are you doing? How, like, this is like taking candy from a baby. Like, this is the easiest thing I've done in my life by magnitudes. But what I realized 2 or 3 years in was I had a PhD in real estate. All those things that we talked about earlier, all those successes and failures, that knowledge, like, I had an education in business, and all of those things were applicable to what I was doing. And it served me really, really well. So that's sort of the story of how I got to real estate and why I was successful in it.
And your current business, is it restricted to the province of Saskatchewan, or do you go beyond that, or that's your focus, you want to stay there?
Yeah, so it's just the province of Saskatchewan. And so I'm a single agent, but I do have a team of support, like amazing support systems, so we can get a lot done. And I mean, really, when you think of it as a single agent, working a whole province is a pretty big area. And so, you know, I could get licensed in other provinces, but I've decided that this is enough, right? We're keyed in on like exemplary customer service. And we can do that in Saskatchewan with the people and the systems and procedures that we have in place.
And how did this end up going or into kind of the side coaching thing that you have going, very similar to when you were a consultant, people just started contacting you, or did you actively go out and pursue coaching opportunities?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, it was people pursuing me. They're like, hey, like, could you coach me? And it's like, well, I'm not really a coach. But then I said yes to one person. And I'm like, geez, this feels good to help people. And it's like, I do have a PhD in real estate and business. And it's like, what a waste if it's just sitting with me. Like, I want to give this away to people and help them grow their businesses. And I think it's a natural progression in life too. Like, it's like I've taken, you know, however many decades to amass this knowledge, and I just want to share it now. Like, I actually am an expert at something, finally. You know, and it just, it's been a real passion project. There's, it is, you know, I'll be sitting doing something on the weekend, not trying to work, and I'm not thinking about my real estate business. I'm thinking about coaching. It's like, this is what I can talk to the group about next week. And I just, it fires me up to help and support people. And yeah, it's truly my passion. I live for it right now. I love it.
And you and I, when we spoke last week, Ted, we, as you know, I've done coaching and consulting, and
Yeah.
honestly, it's so fulfilling to coach somebody and to see them have those light bulb moments and to realize you just saved them months, if not years, of
Yes.
not just time but potentially money, and it's very gratifying.
It's very gratifying. I don't know if I've done anything that's gratifying ever, and certainly not in a long time. And, you know, interestingly enough, I've been coached for 20 years. So it's not like I'm just a coach. It's like I still have a couple of business coaches and I have a life coach. And like I have used coaching to elevate my business and have access to information to grow my business and quicker and grow my life in a quicker, better way. So it's something I truly believe in. You know, it's not like I'm just a coach, but I've never been coached. I think the best coaches, a coach has a coach has a coach has a coach, right?
Let's switch gears a bit here, Ted. And you and I were talking before we went live about, some of the challenges that today's entrepreneurs face. And along with those challenges typically come some struggles. So what advice would you give to someone that's listening that owns a business currently, but they're just having a tough time right now? And we've all been there. So what would your advice be to that individual?
Yeah, great question, Pat. Thank you. I've already mentioned this earlier, so it's going to be a little repetitive, but I would say get a coach, right? Like a coach is somebody, a good coach is someone that's walked the path ahead of you. They've been or they are where you want to be, and they have that quick access to information. And like you mentioned, they can take something that would take them weeks or months to figure out, and you can just be three. The answer is three, right? And they just move on to the next step. And so I really think a coach or a mentor is a great way to, you know, elevate your business in a short amount of time.
And for those people listening, if you're not ready for, if you don't feel you can afford a coach, it's that old sales saying, but really you can't afford not to have a coach or at the very least a mentor. And I think people would be surprised just how willing seasoned entrepreneurs are in terms of giving of their time to a fellow entrepreneur that may be struggling. So I'm a big fan of mentorship. I've been very fortunate. I've mentored many people over my career, and again, very, very gratifying. And sometimes all you have to do is ask. But I find, Ted, that a lot of entrepreneurs, they're so full of pride that they feel if they ask, it's almost like a sign of weakness or an admission of failure, when in fact it's not. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's a show of strength. I mean, we ask ChatGPT, we ask Google, you know, like you need to ask other people for information. And if you look at the most successful people in the world, they're all coached, right? They all have coaches, they all have mentors. Like they're not coming up with every idea all the time. Like they're scaling teams and they're relying on all kinds of people, one of which is probably a coach or mentor.
And Ted, what advice would you give to someone that's listening that is thinking of starting a business? They've been thinking about it for a long time. They have this idea, but they just can't seem to cross over that line and make that decision to pursue this.
Do it today. Just take that first step now. Jump off that cliff. Like I said earlier, you know that you're throwing caution into the wind a bit and you have no idea how things might work out, but focus on the positive of like the good things of how it could work out. Because I think what holds us back is fear, right? Well, what if this bad thing happens? What if this bad thing happens? Well, I try and change my mind to, well, what if this great thing happens? So just take the leap of faith, take the plunge. You know, you don't want to be living with regrets of things you wish you could have done or should have done. Just go be brave and do it and hope for the best and work your tail off to make it happen.
There's a great TED talk by Tim Ferriss. I'm a big Tim Ferriss fan. He wrote The 4-Hour Work Week, The 4-Hour Body, The 4-Hour Chef, and all these. He's got a, if it's not the number one ranked podcast, business podcast, it's certainly top three. And he has something he calls it fear setting. And what he means by that is, what's the worst that could happen? And then what steps can you take to prevent that? Because I think sometimes we build up this fear in our minds to be this big, massive thing, when in fact, it's really not. And if I can give an example to anyone listening from my own life, and Ted, you and I just mentioned it, you don't know this story, but when I was 26, I started an agency, newly married, just bought a house for the first time. And my brothers, who are all civil servants, very conservative, they said, "Oh my God, what happens if the business doesn't work?" I said, "Well, I sell my house. Like it's a house. This is my life." And the business didn't work, but I didn't have to sell the house. So, anyway, for anyone listening that's wants a maybe a format to follow, it's a TED talk you can find it on YouTube by Tim Ferriss. It's called Fear Setting, and I think it's really, really helpful. I've walked a lot of people through that because our fears are, we blow them out of proportion, I think.
100%. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. And, if you look at you, Pat, or me, or anybody listening to this podcast, we've all been through worse, right? Like we've all been through some stuff in our life and we're all still here, right? And we like somehow our brain tricks us that like we're gonna die. Like if we lose this job or this business, it's over. It's like it's not over. You didn't lose your house, and some people do, and but then you get another house, or you find out you like to live in a condo or something different great comes out of it. You can't let fear control you, and that's I think successful entrepreneurs, they find a way to overcome that fear.
I'm going to butcher this saying, I'm sure, but I remember reading it years ago. Fear weighs ounces, regret weighs tons. And so a little bit of fear today, or regret, when you're later on in life looking back, going, "Man, I never took that chance," or "I had that idea that I never pursued." I've kind of used that as a bit of a guiding principle. Ted, before we let you go and find out, our listeners can find out more about where they can find you. I know you do a lot of good work in the community. So, can you share some of that with us, please?
It's a changing dynamic of the work that we're doing in the community. Because I'm passionate about fishing and the outdoors, I actually hosted a children's fishing event for 14 years, and we'd get out like 1,000 kids, and it was a free day of barbecue and face painting and balloons and fishing, of course. But when COVID hit, we had to stop that because getting 1,000 kids together would have I would have been in some type of COVID jail, I'm sure. So we stopped that, and since then we've just branched out into a lot, different smaller activities. And we've always done lots of smaller ones on the side as well, but we do a lot in the agriculture sector. Like we help with 4-H for kids with cattle and agriculture in the classroom. We also give back to SPCA. One of our big ones is in Saskatchewan and Saskatoon here. We have a children's hospital. And so we give back to that children's hospital. It's something really important. So lots of other little things, but we just try and find the places that need it the most. And we donate our time and our money to help make this amazing community that helps us to help them out a little bit.
Isn't it really the best investment, Ted, that we can all make as entrepreneurs? We're big believers in giving back to the community that serves us. And there's, talk about gratification earlier. This is very gratifying, we find, as a team, when we give back, whether it's volunteer our time or donate money. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And, most of my life, I wasn't in a position where I could do this. And so once you get to a position where you can, it's just, I don't know, I feel it's quite a responsibility and I feel accountable to give back. That's part of the deal for finding some success as an entrepreneur.
Agreed. Ted, before we let you go, where can our listeners find out more about you and your companies?
We're at cockwellgroup.com or cockwellcoaching.com, Cockwell, Cawkwell, Cawkwell, And yeah, just find us on the World Wide Web. We're out there. We're also on Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, and we're all over.
Thanks so much for your time today, Ted. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Pat. Thank you.
If your company or organization is looking to improve your marketing, go to the Extension Marketing website at extensionmarketing.com and book a discovery call today.